This is Leading Off in the Low Country with Lillian and Matt. I am Lillian Starr, and as always, I'm joined by Matt Dean, the voice of the River Dogs. And lately, there's been this huge offensive boom in the major leagues. Now, we've talked about the stellar pitching before, but we've got to talk about the offense as well. And later, I definitely want to talk about the River Dogs and something that hasn't happened to the River Dogs all season until now. But first, I have to talk about the Seattle Mariners. Last night, I went to bed, and they were losing 7-2, and it was in the middle of an inning. I was like, okay, I'm done. That's okay. I can go to sleep. I'm fine. Wake up, first thing I see, best comeback ever. Mariners win 16-13. Crazy.
Yeah, they basically got 9 runs on 2 outs also. They had, I think, seven consecutive 2-out RBI singles. So it wasn't like it was like some big home run or a grand slam. I mean, they just peppered them to death all in one inning for 9 runs. So, yeah, that's – I don't know if I've seen anything like that, but it was the biggest comeback in Mariners history. And, yeah, that was a wild one. I mean, yep. That was one you definitely – if you're not that heavily invested in either team, you turn it off and go to bed. So I don't blame you for that. But, but yeah, you missed something. It was something else.
And I believe – it was the largest lead blown by the Padres in their history as well. We have this huge offensive boom. We started the season with shortstop Trevor Story, rookie from the Colorado Rockies. 7 home runs, I believe, in his first 6 games. Well, gosh, the leader in home runs right now is...
Todd Frazier, right?
Yeah, Frazier.
17 and...
So, yes, we got Todd Frazier of the White Sox. Nolan, can't help me out here.
Arenado?
Yeah, Arenado of the Colorado Rockies. He's up with 17, and my own Baltimore Oriole, Mark Trumbo, 17 home runs. And
you just got to say like Scott Van Pelt doing the Baltimore accent. Have you heard that?
No,
what?
Do it for me.
Well, no, like, so, I mean, so yeah, Scott Van Pelt, whenever you would have Tim Kirchen when he used to do the radio show.
Yes, yes.
He would always do, like, because Tim Kirchen is from Baltimore.
Yep.
And so he would always lose, uncontrollably laugh. And he knew it was coming every time when Scott Van Pelt would just, like, pronounce something, a name of an athlete in, you know, a Baltimore accent. So,
forgive me, I don't know what a Baltimore accent sounds like.
So this is how Scott Van Pelt is. Like, one was that he would do his Antonio Bastardo. So he'd go, Antonio Bastardo. And then, yeah, then Tim Kirchen, like, with his, like, giggles like a little kid, and he would just uncontrollably.
Just like I did.
Yeah, but he would lose it, and he couldn't stop. He would laugh for just, like, a straight minute. So he would just do that every time he had Tim Kirchen on a show. So,
I did not know that.
Colin Arenado. That's a good one for it.
I can't do it. I apologize. I'm not going to try. I probably did it anyway, and I didn't even realize it. But, yes, they're all tied for 17 home runs. It's been a crazy year for home runs already.
It's been like the case all across Major League Baseball. Even last season, overall, it was the biggest spike in home runs in a single season since the steroid era, basically. I mean, I don't think it's anything steroid related. I mean, there's been a lot of busts lately, but I mean, there's people that just can't really come up with an explanation of why there have been so many home runs, especially the last 2 months of last season. And then going into this season, it's just continued. And I mean, you look at the numbers of like the ratio of fly balls that leave the yard is just like much higher those last 2 months of the season. And in this season, it's just way higher than this like historical average. So people like think, I mean, one of the running theories is that the ball is different, but Major League Baseball has kind of denied that and said that they just kind of do quality checks. So I don't know. I personally think that there has to be something different with the ball because I mean, it's been flying over the last 2 months of last season and going into this year. So there's a lot of other factors that people have tried to come up with explanations, but nothing that's really kind of fully explained, like how huge of a jump there's been in home run rates. But strikeouts also continuing to go up.
I was going to say, pitchers obviously have something to do with that too, because to be quite honest, you know, you got these nice fastballs, these high fastballs, you can't help but hit out of the park. It's not necessarily, like you said, drug-related or maybe even ball-related. It could be just the physics of it. You got these hard-throwing pitchers that are in the 90s, almost in the 3 digits, and you can't help but if you get good contact on a high fastball, it's not going to stay in the park.
Definitely. I mean, certainly the approach is changing it too. So, I mean, with all these hard throwing pitchers that teams, you know, have and, you know, in boatloads of now, guys that can throw 95, 96, you know, up, you might as well just take a chance and swing harder. And, you know, so certainly I think the approach too is contributing to all the home runs that we've seen you know, end of last year and going into this year too.
And as well as home runs, we've got a lot of hits and, of course, hit streaks. Two Boston players that come to mind, obviously. First, of course, Jackie Bradley Jr., who had a 29-game hitting streak, of course, broken a few days ago. But his teammate, shortstop Xander Bogaerts, 26-game hitting streak, continued to do it last night against the Baltimore Orioles. It's been a crazy year for not just home runs, but just for hits in general. I mean, obviously, something's going on with the batting coaches, and hoorah for them that they're getting it done.
Yeah, and a couple guys, you know, got some speed to beat out some singles. I mean, you got to be able to hustle out some infield singles, yeah, to keep a streak going like that. But I don't know. I still think there's something up with the ball this year for the home runs. I think it has to be different. I mean, I've heard no good explanation on why there have been so many home runs, both last year and to start this year.
All right, fair enough. Well, I want to get to the River Dogs. So, for the first time this season, they come home from a losing road trip, which is new. And I made sure I checked this. Yep. There were some that they either tied their series or they pretty much won. But this is the first time that they lost the series and both games for the River Dogs. And yep, last night, with a one-run loss, we were playing Kannapolis, only getting one hit, which I saw all the offense as well. It's just weird. It's a kind of, not want to say complete 180, but it's just not the baseball I'm used to seeing from the River Dogs this season.
Yeah, and I mean, the River Dogs are always going to be kind of more in the lower half, usually, in terms of hitting, home runs, just because of the park that they play mm-hmm. in at the Joe. It's a big ballpark. It's hard to hit it out in. But yeah, even with that in mind, I mean, this club's been struggling hitting really all season long. Mm-hmm. Just haven't really had a lot of offense coming. They're last in the league in runs scored, 10th going into yesterday in hitting. So they've really been struggling. But, I mean, over this kind of last little rough stretch, you mentioned the losing road trip in six games, only picking up two wins. So they just really just haven't been executing. And last night, bases loaded twice, including once with nobody out, and they can't even score. They left 12 runners stranded, 0-for-10 runners in scoring position.
Man.
And I mean, that's what it's been like. I mean, they've had good enough pitching to get some wins in this little rough stretch they're in right now. But the pitching's been good all year long, top ERA in the league, but they just can't get it done.
Well, evident,
you know, in the big moments right now.
That's evident from last night. They only got one hit last night, in Kannapolis, the opposing team.
Yep.
But that proves that the pitching can get it done. The offense is missing. I noticed every time I see the stats come up that our batting averages are a little bit lower. Some not even past the Mendoza line. There's a lot of low averages on our bench, or even just on the team in general.
Yeah, and it's been pretty much the same team. I mean, we've only had one position player called up to the next level, so we've had a few guys kind of get banged up and, you know, go back to Tampa or rehabbing on the DL right now, something like that. But yeah, it's been a struggling ball club offensively. This lineup really is without a true three-spot hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the Yankees were hoping to get Trey Ambergie back and send him up to Charleston, who really, I mean, he was by far the best offensive player to start the year with the River Dogs. It doesn't sound like we're going to get him back anytime soon. We were hoping to before the All-Star break. So they're kind of missing a true three-spot hitter right now. I mean, Chris Gittens, he had a rough night last night, but he's a pretty good. He's been really good in the cleanup spot. They're kind of using him at three. They really don't know who to put in the three spot right now.
Jalen Jackson has been getting some wood on ball.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's struggling right now. I mean, he's got big power. I mean, I like him more as a, you know, kind of five spot guy.
Yeah, I was going to say
four or five, he can pick it up. I mean, he's got probably the best, you know, raw power potential of anyone on the team. But he's struggling a little bit right now.
How about our speedsters, our middle infielders?
Yeah, middle infield. I mean, they got really, I think the top two spots are solid. I mean, Jeff Hendricks in center field is great. And then you're talking about up the middle guys. I mean, Hoijun Park has pretty much been solidified in the two spot. And yeah, a little bit of lower average than you want to see. But I mean, he does a good job, both those guys, like fighting out long at bats and making the pitchers work at least, even if they're not collecting the hits. So Hendricks is doing great right now at the top of the order. The problem is, you know, people in the middle of the order just not being able to drive anyone in right now.
I was going
to
say, being left on base doesn't do you much for runs. So, but hopefully next week we're going to talk about not just the MLB All-Star, but the Sally Leagues got their All-Star break in a few weeks. And I'd like to discuss with you next time about how people are picked and who's going to be representing Charleston River Dogs in the Sally All-Star game. That was Leading Off in the Low Country. I'm Lillian Starr of 95SX. You can hear me Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. after Carson Daly. And, of course, Matt Dean, the voice of the River Dogs on WTMA, 1250 AM, the Big Talker, or you can hear him on riverdogs.com online. Everybody, thanks so much for listening.